tengo timbón y es sabrosón.
Hello and welcome to Winging It with myself, Stephen McCann, and Lucian Ma Daly.
Hello, good afternoon, Stephen. It is a beautiful day here in Galway City.
It is. The weather's finally changed.
Spring has finally come. There are people out in the streets frolicking in the sun. It's a beautiful time to be alive.
Thank God. I'm
so
sick of the rain.
If you're listening to the radio down on the beach or Spanish Arch, which you're likely not, but if you are, then a special shout out to you, and we're going to have a very entertaining show for the next 30 minutes to liven up your afternoon.
We will indeed, and we shall start the show off with the useless facts of the day. So, number one is heart attacks are more likely to happen on a Monday.
Well,
I'd back that up.
Wednesday today, so we're safe.
No need to call the medics. Useless fact number two, if you consistently fart for 6 years and 9 months, enough gas is produced to create the energy of an atomic bomb.
Okay, so we should probably keep lots of beans away from the North Korean government.
Yes, indeed. They don't need any more bombs.
Yeah.
Fact number three. In 2015, more people were killed from injuries caused by taking a selfie than by shark attacks.
Yep. I mean, there's some people who would literally be taking a selfie at all times of the day.
Yeah.
So that's...
I'm sure there is selfies of people getting attacked by sharks.
Yeah. I would like to see one.
Two and one. Our fact number four for today is the top six foods that make you fart are beans, corn, bell peppers, cauliflower, cabbage, and milk.
So we now have a list of all the foods that we need to keep away from the North Korean government.
Yeah, once they launch any more ballistic missiles, the UN are bringing in those sanctions and stop all the beans.
No more bell peppers.
No. Useless fact number five. There is a species of spider called the hobo spider. I'm sure, or I wonder, is that webless? Useless fact number six. A lion's roar can be heard from 5 miles away. Jeez, that's some distance. Useless fact number seven. A toaster uses almost half as much energy as a full-sized oven. Seems like a bit of a waste.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
More spider facts now.
Fact number eight. A baby spider is called a spiderling.
I think I knew that.
Yeah, that's it's not as breakthrough as some of the ones we've had, but sure, we'll push on. Number nine, you cannot snore and dream at the same time.
Now, you were questioning the authenticity of this.
I was indeed, and with some looking into and investigating, I did find that that is false. There's no
fake news.
Fake news, people. There's nothing to prove it either way. So, discredit that one. Our final fact of the day, the following can be read forwards and backwards. Do geese see God?
Do geese see God? Oh.
Yeah, it works.
Clever.
Yes.
One of my favourites is race car.
Yes, that is a good one.
The palindrome.
And where else? Navin. There we are. Good old Navin. Right, so... that was our useless facts for today.
How useless. Kind of recurring themes there with spiders and beans.
Yeah, yeah. And keeping all away from North Korea.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome back to Winging It. I am Stephen McCann and I'm joined in the studio by Camille Jellick.
Good morning, Stephen.
How are we today?
I'm doing fantastic. And yourself?
I'm good. I'm hoping you beat your high score. Not your high score anymore, actually. Your high score was beaten yesterday.
Yeah, I heard about that, actually.
Yeah, due to your absence.
Yeah. So the standards have been set higher now.
Yeah.
You know, because I thought I'd be here every day, you know, so I could just like keep it at a low and then, you know, maybe last day just get 10 out of 10 and, you know, just...
Yeah, hasn't worked out that way.
No.
No, your trouble's been taken.
So what's the new high score?
The new high score is 5.
That's going to be difficult.
It is going to be difficult. So let's see, what topic would you like for today to try and redeem yourself?
Something easy, I suppose.
Something easy?
Yeah, you know, so since the pressure is on me to beat the new high score, you know.
So we have football, food and drink, games, geography,
actually, you know,
general knowledge.
Give us football.
Football.
I feel like
out.
My knowledge of football is good enough.
Well, this will be the test.
At least I hope so.
Would you like easy, medium or hard?
Easy. I was going to say hard, but decided against that.
Put your pride at stake here, man. Right, so first question. Which American football player was nicknamed the Juice?
The Juice.
Yeah.
The Juice.
Have a good think about this, because it is, the nickname does make sense if you think about it.
See, I don't know that many American football players.
He's been famous in the last few years for non-football related things.
Ooh. I feel like I know who you're talking about. I just can't think of his name.
The Juice.
The Juice.
Name some juices.
Ribena. Capri Sun. I don't know.
Now time's run up.
Orange.
It's OJ. OJ Simpson.
See, I knew him, but like I couldn't think of his name.
No, yeah, I didn't. I had never heard of that nickname before, but it makes sense now. Right, question number two. Which word comes after Swindon, Ipswich, Huddersfield in the name of three English football clubs?
Ipswich.
Swindon and Huddersfield.
And what was the start of the question?
You can just say repeat the question instead of going through segments of it. Which word comes after Swindon, Ipswich and Huddersfield in the names of three English football clubs?
Ipswich, Town.
Correct. Question three. Who was appointed manager of the England football team in May 2012?
Would that be Roy Hodgson?
It would indeed. Correct answer. Question number four. Who were the runners-up in the 1978 FIFA World Cup?
Runners-up in the which World Cup?
1978.
Jesus, that's way before my time. I'm pretty sure Kevin at the desk would be able to help me out with that one. But, 1978, I have no clue. Would it be Germany? Any chance?
It was not.
Was it not?
No, it was the Netherlands.
The Netherlands, right.
Afraid not. Right, question five. Brazilian football legend Pelé wore which number on his shirt?
Number 10.
Correct answer. Question six. Which footballer claimed that his handball goal against England in 1986...
Maradona.
Correct. Yep. Didn't even get to finish the question.
Yeah, I just heard...
confident
handball goal. Yeah,
it's just, the first one.
It's either Maradona or Thierry Henry, but you said against England, so...
Yeah, indeed. As well as that, only Irish people made a big deal of the Thierry Henry one, so...
Still hate the dude.
Yeah. Question
Never
seven.
Forgiven.
Question seven. Which British football manager was known as Eltel?
Eltel. British football manager. Was he managing the British team, yeah?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Fabio Capello?
No.
No? Then I
don't
know.
Older than that.
Bit older than that. Then I have no clue.
It's Terry Venables.
Never heard of the dude.
No, really?
No.
No, quite successful. Question eight.
Well, which if he was managing England, then I don't think he was very successful.
Maybe not in that stint, but... question eight. Which nation won the 1994 FIFA World Cup?
1994, Brazil.
Correct answer. You have two questions left, and you are currently matching the high score.
I'm matching the high score of five.
You're on five currently.
So
two
I'm
questions
on fire.
Left. Yeah. See if the questions do you any justice. In which colour strip does the England football team traditionally play in home games?
White.
Correct.
That was easy.
That was easy. And for the final question, the Bundesliga is a professional association football league in which country?
Germany.
Correct answer. So we have a new high score for you for the whole show as well.
Of seven.
Total of seven. That's going to be a tough one to beat.
You know, I should probably just retire after this.
I would agree with you, other than the fact that we need guests for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to come in.
I'm pretty sure there's plenty of them around.
You'd be surprised. So that was our quiz for today. Thank you, Camille, for taking part.
Steven.
Let's see if you can beat your own high score tomorrow.
Hopefully. Probably not.
So we will leave you with ads, and then the ads will be followed by the news by Owen Tyre. So yes, back in a few.
Come check out the GTI Gazette. From breaking news and local stories to music and film reviews, we've got it all. Written and published by members of GTI's Journalism and Radio course, the Gazette is a brilliant way to keep yourself up to date with current events. Available online at gtigazette.com. The GTI Gazette. For students, by students.
Urban Grind. If you love local organic food and direct trade coffee, then you head down to William Street for an Urban Grind original blended coffee and tasty wholesome meal. Open 8 to 6 Monday to Friday and 9 to 6 on Saturdays, and breakfast is served until 11:30. Each day there is a choice of two special soups, which are vegan and organic, of course.
So if you're looking for a chilled atmosphere, great food, and even better wine,
Urban Grind is the place for you. That's Urban Grind, William Street, Galway.
And I'm here again with the editor of the GTI Gazette, Owen. Owen, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Lucien, how are you?
Very well, very well. So there's a lot of good stories on the GTI Gazette today, I see.
Yeah, there is, and might as well start off with the light-headed sport one to do with Arsenal last night getting beaten by Bayern Munich.
Oh, yeah.
5-1, actually 10-2 in aggregate.
Wow.
So that's a tough night for any Arsenal supporter.
Mm, definitely. What else have we got? I see we have an Irish language article from Aidan Boland, do we?
Yeah, actually a part of Shots and Gaelder, which is this week. He's doing writing an Irish article every week, every day this week.
Wow.
And, well, this is first one out this week to do with Ibrahim, which being banned over the weekend.
And it's written completely Osquelga.
Completely Osquelga. Hopefully someone will be able to read it and understand it.
Hopefully someone will. I see we have a story about Mayweather and McGregor.
Yeah, yet again, Floyd Mayweather calls out Conor McGregor. What's new there? It's been going on for the past year.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows if it's going to happen? Everyone's basically heard about it at this point.
Oh, well, the story's never going to end. And I see we have an article on International Women's Day by Kira about feminism and her experience of reading some.
Yeah, she was
some history.
She was a very good article actually, where she was reading about. Where she was in the library one day and she found a biography by Coco Chanel. And
all right, so she's talking about some inspirational women from the past. All right, very interesting, and I'm sure there'll be some more stuff up on the site later on related to International Women's Day.
Well, definitely with the day that's in, there'll be loads of stuff up.
So check out gtigazette.com, and thanks, Owen, for joining us.
Thank you, Lucien.
Welcome back to Winging It on GTR Radio. It has just gone 2:50 p.m. That was Deadmau5 with Some Chords before that break there.
Great tune, that. Nice and chilled. Happy one for the summertime weather that we're experiencing early.
And it did contain some chords.
It did. So only a handful, but
he wasn't,
still a good tune.
He wasn't lying.
So next up on the show, we have What to Watch. Now, the first one I've put in today is called Hunt for the Wilder People. Now, this is a very funny movie. It's a New Zealand movie. It's an adventure comedy drama, and it's starring Sam Neill. You would know him from Jurassic Park or any of the other
Event
things.
Horizon.
Yeah. I really like this movie because there's different aspects to it. It's a young kid who went through foster homes and all this kind of stuff, is moved out to his fifth foster family out in the countryside in the middle of nowhere in New Zealand, and about how he just does not want to be there and tries to run away. And it goes a bit downhill from there, but it's funny all along the way, and it's a great show and a really good performance from Sam Neill as well.
Pretty sure this was like the most successful original New Zealand film ever made. Like, it won loads of awards there. Huge box office hit.
Yeah, highest grossing New Zealand film in New Zealand. And I think it's got highest grossing New Zealand film in America as well. So,
wow. There aren't that many New Zealand films. When a good one comes along, it's worth a watch.
Yeah, it's also filmed on the same island Lord of the Rings was filmed on. So obviously the scenery is fantastic. So all around great movie. It's worth a watch. Hunt for the Wilder People, should you want to look it up.
And our second film today is currently on release in the cinemas in Galway. It's called Trespass Against Us. It's the debut film by the director Adam Smith. I think it's his debut film. And it stars Michael Fassbender and Brendan Gleeson, two beloved Irish actors. And it's about travellers, yet it's set in England and they're playing English characters, which might be a surprise. And I was surprised when I watched the film. I was expecting a film about the Irish travelling community and I was looking forward to seeing it. And then it's all set in the Midlands of England, which surprised me, but I did still enjoy it quite a bit. Two great actors here. We have Fassbender and Gleeson, and they're both really, really terrific. They're playing father and son. Michael Fassbender is trying to raise his kids in this community. He's trying to sort of raise them in a slightly different way to how his father would have, and there's a sort of generational conflict there between the older generation of travellers and the younger. Meanwhile, Fassbender's character is, he's basically constantly on the run from the local authorities because of various crimes he's committed. And Rory Kinnear shows up as a cop, great actor. And we also have Sean Harris, who is this, you'd know him if you see him. He was in one of the Mission Impossible films. He's very, very intense, scary guy. And he's playing this sort of lunatic who lives on the halting site, who sort of gets splashed with red paint and runs around naked all the time, screaming and build statues out of wood, and is just a an eccentric element to the community that is, that makes the film even more interesting. So it's very it's very engaging, and I enjoyed the performances. Not a terrific, not a very original script, but I think it is worth a watch if you enjoy the work of Fassbender or Gleeson.
Yeah, it definitely sounds interesting. All right, that would be one for watch. Did you say it's on around Galway? Or is it
currently showing in the I and the IMC, I think.
That may be worth going to this evening. Well, I may treat myself.
Time now for our daily segment, This Day in History, as we see various historical situations from hundreds of years ago pass day to day into more stressful terrain. It's intense stuff.
Our first one for today was from 1618, and it's Jonas Kepler discovers the third law of planetary motion.
In 1790, George Washington delivered the first State of the Union address, and last week, President Trump delivered the last.
In 1855, the first train crosses Niagara Falls on a suspension bridge.
In 1862, on the second day of the Battle of Pea Ridge, that started yesterday, Confederate forces, including some Indian troops under General Earl Van Dorn, surprise Union troops, but the Union troops win the battle.
That's some name, Earl Van Dorn. 1904, the Bundestag in Germany lifts the ban on the Jesuit order of priests.
In 1908, the House of Commons in London turns down the Women's Suffrage Bill. And on that subject, happy International Women's Day.
It is, yes. We brought this up on Camille's show earlier as well. Happy Women's Day to all the women out there.
There are lots of women.
All the women
working here at GTI Radio.
Right, back to the... back to this day in history. 1909, Pope Pius X lifts the church ban on interfaith marriages in Hungary.
In 1910, Baroness de la Roche becomes the first woman to obtain a pilot's license in France.
In 1921, Spanish Premier Eduardo Dato is assassinated while leaving Parliament in Madrid.
In 1921, French troops occupy Dusseldorf.
In 1941, martial law is proclaimed in Holland in order to extinguish any anti-Nazi protests.
In 1942, Japanese troops capture Rangoon, Burma.
In 1943, Japanese forces attack American troops on Hill 700 in Bougainville. The battle will last 5 days.
In 1954, France and Vietnam open talks in Paris on a treaty to form the state of Indochina.
Indochina. Indochina. In 1945, Phyllis May Daly receives a commission in the U.S. Navy Nurse Corps. She will become the first African-American nurse to serve duty in World War II.
In 1948, the U.S. Supreme Court rules that religious instruction in public schools is unconstitutional.
In 1954, France and Vietnam open talks...
I read that one already.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, so you did.
I skipped forward, sorry.
Oh.
No one would have noticed if I hadn't pointed it out.
In 1961, Max Conrad circles the globe in record time of 8 days, 18 hours and 49 minutes in Piper Aztec.
In 1965, more than 4,000 Marines land at Da Nang in South Vietnam and become the first U.S. combat troops in Vietnam.
In 1966, Australia announces that it will triple the number of troops in Vietnam.
In 1970, the Nixon administration discloses the deaths of 27 Americans in Laos.
In 1973, two bombs explode near Trafalgar Square in Great Britain, injuring 234 people.
In 1982, the United States accuses the Soviets of killing 3,000 Afghans with poison gas.
And finally, in 1985, Thomas Cretton dies after having 3 heart transplants in a 46-hour period.
All right.
Wow.
That's a lot of heart transplants.
It is indeed. Short space of time. No wonder his body gave.
Well, that's all we have time for on today's edition of whatever the show. Winging It.
Winging It.
We have two shows left, tomorrow and Friday. They're going to be our best shows ever, I'm sure. And thank you to Kevin, who has been helping us with sound. Thanks to Camille for the quiz. Thanks to Dottie, Brian and Donald for helping us out at the station. And thanks to you, Stephen.
And thank you too, Lucian.
You're welcome. All right. Bingo bing bong is the song.
Okay, you've been listening to GTI Radio on this lovely sunny Thursday Is it Thursday? No, it's Wednesday. Wednesday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow with more great broadcasting, starting with me at 11 o'clock on The Breakfast Club, followed by The Decades Show at 11:30 with Camille Jarak and Maisie McCall. Then we'll have a sports roundup at half call with a show called Halftime with Conor Kilbane and Paul Daly. Then hopefully a Mystical Minute with Lucy and Wall Daly, followed by the Charts Show, or otherwise known as the Blast Off Show, with Gavin Malarkey and Ross Keneally. That'll be followed then by Desert Island Discs with Lucian and Stephen, followed by a pre-recorded show made by one of the students here at GTI. And finally, finishing up the day once again with Winging It with Stephen and Lucian. That's all from us today. But as I say, please tune in tomorrow and stay listening to GTI Radio. Thank you.